Corvallis resident Jennifer Moreland and her husband took a road trip to Los Angeles last year. Moreland was inspired by the murals in the city. She took a photo of herself in front of one with wings, then posted it on Facebook. This led to an art project of her own.
And someone dared me to have something like that in Corvallis, and I said, dare on, and came back and did it. And I think it adds a lot of color and vibrancy to Corvallis.
Today, Corvallis has its own set of wings. It's painted on a wall behind Crowbar, which Moreland calls Art Alley, because the wings are accompanied by a few other murals.
The wings mural, I believe, is the most photographed place in Corvallis right now. It's unbelievable how many pictures are people's profile pictures when you look through on Facebook.
And a few blocks from Art Alley, you can find even more murals. Moreland leads me to an Oddfellows-themed one.
So one of the things that I like about the mural project is that it's not always in a highly visible area. It's hidden in a off-the-beaten-path kind of space, somewhere you would least expect to see beautiful art. So, like, right now we're walking down an alley, and there's water on the ground and dumpsters beside us, but we're about to see something really pretty.
Moreland says she needs three things to see each project through. A wall, an artist, and a sponsor to pay the artist and for supplies. I spoke with Erica Grimminger as she worked on the latest mural addition on 3rd Street between Jefferson and Adams Avenues.
I currently am a sign artist at Trader Joe's, and I was born and raised in Arizona, and I moved up to Corvallis about 14 years ago.
One day, Moreland was shopping at the store and saw Grimminger's work. She says she was so impressed that she asked about the artist. She sought her out. Grimminger says she was aware of the mural project before becoming a part of it.
And I've been following it actually on Instagram. I've actually seen him in person as well, and I've been super impressed, so it's kind of cool that it all came together and she found me.
The centerpiece of Grimminger's mural is a blue heron, and it is surrounded by other symbols that represent Corvallis. There's the numbers 541, Corvallis' area code. There's also clouds and a tree stump. Grimminger says she wants her work to bring people happiness.
And I want them to just pause and look at it and just take a moment out of their day to relax and just enjoy a piece of art and then go about their day otherwise.
Thinking about 2018 and beyond, Jennifer Moreland plans to keep adding color to walls in Corvallis.
My hope is to have at least one new mural painted every year. That is my own personal goal, but every time we paint one, it seems it kind of springs two more.
The Corvallis Mural Project recently released an interactive website and map for people to go on self-guided tours of the murals with their cell phones. Here's Erica Grimminger again.
They're fun to find. There's a bunch of them, and each one is completely different, so it's worth the trip.
For KLCC News, I'm Deanna Anderson in Corvallis.